Our first presentation is a state regulatory and legislative update, and so I'll welcome up our first speaker, Dakota Parrish. And Dakota is an attorney at Hush Blackwell who specializes in energy regulatory matters related to ERCOT and the PUCT. Prior to joining Hush Blackwell, Dakota served as a managing attorney at the PUCT in the agency's legal division, representing the commission as lead counsel and overseeing a team of staff attorneys. Dakota works with clients on navigating the complex energy regulatory environment in Texas, including providing regulatory advice and assisting clients with matters before the PUCT. So if you have questions, feel free to save them to the end, or we can chime in, whatever Dakota wants. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And when you're a lowly associate, you get a bat lead off. So that's why I get to go first. Make sure this works. So I'm going to cover, you know, what is quite a bit of state regulatory and legislative updates. I would say that maybe since unbundling, this is probably the session that's had the most, at least related to power, maybe not as much related to natural gas. So there's quite a bit of legislative and regulatory updates that have happened in the past year for us to go over. And, you know, we'll get started on the power side, and then I'll go to the natural gas and oil side on the second half for the Railroad Commission. So obviously, by far, the most important bill for the power sector this session was HB 1500, which at the last minute, the legislature determined that they wanted to put a bunch of things they couldn't get passed on their own bills all into HB 1500 so that they could get all of the things they wanted passed. And so I will highlight some of the things on this screen that are pretty significant. The first being the guardrails for the performance credit mechanism, the PCM, which is the preferred kind of new mechanism that the PUC has implemented for ERCOT, which is going to be a backwards-looking performance credit mechanism for operation during some set of peak hours or other way to determine availability. The legislature determined that though they're okay with the PCM moving forward by not passing anything to prevent it, they want some kind of guardrail on the PCM, and so the PCM cannot cost more than $1 billion per year for the program. And so that's kind of a way to prevent ratepayers from having to pay more money if the PCM becomes cost prohibitive over $1 billion. And then another one that's important is that there is going to be a cost cap for transmission utilities. And this is really important if you're a power generation company or you're an investor who is going to invest in a power generation company. Transmission utilities are now going to have a cost cap on how much they will actually put into the cost of developing for interconnection of a resource. And so as of now, the typical practice has been that the transmission utility pays for most of it. There might be some cost in aid of construction, kayak, but overall the ratepayers kind of get that burden of the cost of interconnection. But that's going to go away, and there's going to actually be a cost cap for generation interconnection. And the factors that they're going to use are things such as historical interconnection costs, potential savings to ratepayers, and other factors. And the PUC is going to have to determine how it's going to set that cap and what the cap will be for interconnection. This is much more likely to affect renewables, as wind farms or solar farms can tend to be further from substations, and that increases the cost to interconnect. And so we'll kind of see as it goes on what the cost cap becomes, if it becomes a burden on renewable resources trying to interconnect. And there might be the potential that it might have a chilling effect, at least on some renewables or other resources, if, you know, the cost they're going to have to carry for interconnection is going to be too high. Another significant thing that's kind of a gap stop for the PCM is DRRS, the Dispatchable Reliability Reserve Service, which is going to be a new ancillary service in ERCOT. And this one is going to compensate generators for being available at certain times of scarcity. So kind of the opposite of the PCM, or similar to the PCM, but in that it's going to be an ancillary service and not a market redesign. And so if you're a generator and you're online for this criteria, and I'll cover the criteria, you're going to get paid for being available. And this obviously is in response to Winter Storm Uri and resources not being available. So we're probably going to see a lot of generators be happy to have DRRS as it's going to add money, and there's the potential that DRRS could bring new generation, likely only thermal generation, because the requirements are that you have to be able to produce power for at least 2 hours.